This week's parsha is one of the is really the only parsha where we find in one parsha Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And I want to first take a look at how, obviously, when we think about the Avos, we learn about the Avos, there's no way that we can picture them as human beings that we encounter. We can't even picture what they looked like. But it's important for us to understand exactly what was the yesod of Avram, the yesod of Yitzchak, the yesod of Yaakov, as avos of Klal Yisrael. And then, after we better understand what they teach us, we're going to also meet another individual in the parasha called Esav. Everyone knows that Avram Avinu, the midah of Avram, chesed la'Avram, chesed, avas Hashem, chesed and ava go together. Avram Avinu looked at the Bria, and he came to be makir that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Borei Olam. And as the Rambam says, that if a person wants to reach avas Hashem, he looks at the Bria around him and he immediately sees that there's this great creator, and he starts and he wants and he desires, the person desires to know the creator and to be close to him and to do for him. And this was the midah of Avram Avinu. The Ava that Avram Avinu had through the Bria, the Ava that he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chesed that followed that Ava, that was energized by the great Ava and love that he had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the degree where Chazal say that the chesed of Avram Avinu kaviyachol was mischasedim koinoi. That means to say that he did chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Avram Avinu had a burning desire to build, to do. When a person has Ava, a person has love, especially the love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately the person wants to bring out all of his koiches. He wants to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to build, he wants to grow, he wants to do. He wants to inform everyone else about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was Avram Avinu. He wanted to let everyone have this Av and share this love, and everyone should recognize that he was him. He's the creator. And that's the Mischasen in Koine, the Chesed, almost like as if he was doing Chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you could say such a thing, that he was bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria. He was bringing his name known the Bria. This is Avram Avinu. In this week's parasha, a lot of the parasha talks about Yitzchak. There isn't much written about Yitzchak Avinu in the Torah, but we all know, we're all taught, that Yitzchak stands for the opposite of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was chesed, do, build, love, and Yitzchak was Yira. Yitzchak was Gvura, and we'll explain what that means. As much as Avram Avinu had the urgent desire to build, to do, to create, to let people know about Hashem, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring out all of his koiches and all of his pnimiyos and give that and devote it to Hashem and to use it, Yitzchak had the midah called Gvura, the midah of Yira, which the Rambam explains also there. He says that a person looks at the Bria and he wants to know Hashem, he wants to get closer to him, that's Ava, but at the same time he starts feeling like he's this little speck of dirt, and he's so small, and who is he? And the midah, that's Yira. Yira is to hold back. Yira is to say, who am I to hold back? We'll explain this a little more. We know that there's Asay Toiv and the Sur Meira. There's the Mitzvah's Asay and the Mitzvah's Lois Asay. Avram Avinu was Asay Toiv. Avram Avinu was do, build, give. Yitzchak Avinu was Yira. Yitzchak Avinu was being cautious, holding back. Maybe this is wrong. Maybe I can't do this. Maybe it's not perfect. The quality of his avoida, making sure that it's 100%, and if it's not 100%, then I'm not going to do it. We find that Yitzchak, in this week's parasha, goes to dig the same wells that Avraham Avinu dug. The Svarim say that this is another expression of this midah of Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't feel that he needed to produce new be'eros. Obviously the be'er, the wells that we're talking about, as the Mefarshim explain, weren't just mere physical wells, but these were wells, be'eros of ruchnius, of hashba, of Torah. And Yitzchak didn't feel that that was his job. His job wasn't to create new wells. His job was to preserve the wells of Avraham Avinu, to redig the wells of Avraham Avinu. Again, holding back and preserving the quality. It's not the quantity. Avraham Avinu represents the quantity. To build, to do, to create. Yitzchak is preserving that. He's giving the quality. He's holding back. He's perfecting himself as a person. And we find that this midah of Gvura, this midah of Yira, is also the midah of Mesiras Nefesh. Because what is Mesiras Nefesh? Mesiras Nefesh is that I'm giving my rotzen, my desires, my cheshek, I'm holding it back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving up on things. I would like to have this thing, but I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to. So I'm holding back. I'm moiser nefesh. I'm willing to give up on things that are meaningful to me, because I recognize that who am I? I recognize that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I recognize that I'm a nothing. It's again, Avram is focusing on the greatness of a Yid, on how much a Yid can do and create and build. Mishchatzin and Koinai can do chesed almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachon. Look how great a person can become. And Yitzchak is dwelling more on the Sur Meira, on focusing on how little I am and how I'm mevatel myself. I give in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever he does for me and whatever my lot is, I accept it, because who am I? It's all him. I'm willing to be Moisir Nefesh. I'm willing to give, because who am I? My desires, my machshavos, my thoughts, compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's nothing. I'm willing to give that up and to hold it back for Hashem. So again, Avram and Yitzchak really are two opposites. Avram is the chesed, the ahava, the midah of ahava, and Yitzchak is the midah of gvura, the midah of yira, of holding back. This explains on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, b'schus Avram Avinu, who brought his son Yitzchak on the Akedah. And everyone asks, why is it b'schus Avram? Why not b'schus Yitzchak? Avram was bringing Yitzchak, but Yitzchak was the carbon. Yitzchak was willing. He was He was happy with the Akedah. Why not Bezchus Yitzchak? And the answer is because the Nisoyin of the Akedah was not that great of a Nisoyin for Yitzchak. Yitzchak's Midah of Mesiris Nefesh, of Yira, of Gvura, was such that his whole life he was waiting for that ultimate experience and opportunity to be Moisir Nefesh. Because he always considered himself, he considered himself a carbon. He didn't. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, his whole life was, how am I going to spread Torah? How am I going to build yeshivas? How am I going to create more Torah? How am I going to, I need to have a son to continue my legacy. I need a son to continue building after I'm not here in this world. Doing chesed and creating kovet shamayim in the Bria. Therefore, for Avram to give up Yitzchak on the Akedah, that was extreme, that was the opposite of his midah. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach, tells Avram after the Akedah, Atoyo dati, now I know, kirei lekim atam. Not only do you have the midah of Ava, but you also have the midah of Yira. You're willing to give up that Ava that you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that desire that you have, that your son should go on and continue and to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're willing to give that Ava itself that's bursting out of you. You're willing to hold it back for Hashem. You're willing to give up your son because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Two other examples I want to bring about Yitzchak in this week's parasha. It's very interesting. Yitzchak, we find, again, is very passive. There isn't much that we see about Yitzchak. He doesn't speak much in the parasha. But when he's ready to give the brachas, and he decides that the right one, and his understanding is Esav, and Yaakov Avinu comes with the kol Yankif, v'yadayim de Esav, he feels his hands and he says, it's filled like Esav. And the voice, though, is Yaakov. How does Yitzchak respond to this? He gives the bracha. The obvious question is, why is he giving the bracha if there's a conflict going on in front of him? Is it Yaakov or is it Esav? If you don't know that it's Esav, why are you giving the bracha? If you decided that the bracha should go to Esav, Yitzchak, shouldn't Yitzchak verify 100% that this is Esav? And not only that, but right after he gives the bracha to Yankiv, and then Esav comes back, immediately Yitzchak says, Gam Baruch Yeh. The brachas taka went to Yaakov, and they were right for going to Yaakov. We see over here this midah, that Yitzchak was mevatel his das HaKadosh Baruch. As much as he felt that the brachas he understood should go to Esav, but he knew that he doesn't run the world. He knew that it's HaKadosh Baruch who gave me the brachas. He understood that it's all him. It's all Hashem. It's not. He's a nothing. So if the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in front of him was such that the hands are like Esav and the coil is like Yaakov, that doesn't mean I don't continue on with my brachas. I give the brachas. I'm a vatal my understanding to the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm supposed to give brachas, and this is who he sent me. I give the brachas. And if in the end I realize that I was wrong for thinking it should go to Esav, and I actually gave the brachas to Yaakov, God bless you. Yes, it was right. Even though some say that there was even a machloikis between Yitzchak and Rivka as to who the brachas should go to. And Yitzchak held they should go to Esav. As soon as he sees that he was wrong, does he have any problem admitting that he was wrong? Is there any problem saying I was wrong? No. Because that's the mid of Yitzchak. He was mevater. That's the mid of Yira. That's the mid of Gvura. And that was Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Now Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu's bechirsha ba'avos. Yaakov Avinu got the Ava from Avraham Avinu, and he got the Yira from Yitzchak, and that's why Yaakov is Tiferes. Yaakov is the perfect blend of Ava and Yira. Yaakov is Emes. Emes is the absolute truth, the true combination of the Ava and Yira, and he's Torah, because Torah tells us how to use Ava and how to use Yira. When to use Ava and when to use Yira. We see that Yaakov had the bren of Avram. He had the motivation of Avram, the cheshek of Avram, the av of Avram. Says that right away the pasuk tells us. So what was the difference between Esav and Yaakov? So the pasuk says, Esav, right? Esav was the ish sadeh, and Yaakov was the ish yoshev v'holim. So Rabbi Yeruchim brings, based on the Targum Yonason, that what was the difference? What was the definition? What's the definition the Torah is giving here for Esav and for Yaakov? So he says that Ishtam, based on the Targum Yonason, means he was a mavakish. What's a mavakish? Person that's looking and desires more and more and more. That's the Ava. I saw pshat, that's why he was Yoshev Oholim. What does it mean, Yoshev Oholim? Rashi says, Oloi Shal Shev, Oloi Shal Eber. He used to... So, what yeshiva was he in? Shem or Eber? Oholim. So the pshat was that he went to shir by Eber's yeshiva, and then he didn't have enough. He went, as soon as he finished shir in Eber's yeshiva at 1 o'clock, he got up and went next door to the other yeshiva to hear shir from Shem. And then he went back and forth. He was a mavakish. It wasn't enough for him to sit in one oihal. He was a yoshev oholim. He looked for more Torah and more Torah. Esav, Rashi says, was an ishbata. The Targum Yonason brings a Tosfos, it's mashma, even more, that Esav, what does it mean, it was an ishbata? Esav was very easygoing. Esav was what you would call chilled. Now how does this fit? How does this fit? This description of Esav fits with the fact that Esav was a gewaltige mechaber. I mean, the kibud of the aim of Esav, how he treated Yaakov, how he treated Yitzchak. We also know that Esav never said Shem Hashem. It's mashma that Esav went in the derech of Yitzchak. He went in the derech of Yitzchak not to be master Shem Hashem. The Yira, the mean of Yira. And it wasn't just a fake. Esav was Oyvid Miyira. And yet, that Avoided Miyira led him to be an Ish Sodeh, a Batlan, never stepped foot in the yeshiva after a while, and was very chill, very easygoing. What's the Shaykhah? So it's Yudua that the Avos, Avram and Yitzchak, each had their Mida in a very strong oifen to give over to the to Klal Yisrael. That means Avram had an extreme concentrated Mida of Chesed. And Yitzchak had an extreme concentrated Mida of Gvura of Yira. And in every midah, there's something called using it misplaced. That means to say, every midah is called a midah. What's a midah? A measurement. Chesed needs to be used again in its proper measurement, in the right situation. But if you use chesed where you're not supposed to use chesed, misplaced, then it's keneged the Torah. Avraham Avinu, his midah of chesed was so strong that out of that midah of chesed came what's called a psoiles, the not good chesed, that came out of that chesed, the misplaced chesed, that went to Yishmael. Yishmael is the midah, we're not going to go into that, but Yishmael represents Gilui Arayis, which the Torah calls chesed. It's a chesed that's misplaced. It's not a proper chesed in its place. Yitzchak had the midah of Yireh, and that midah of Yireh, Esav took and followed. The problem with Esav, though, was that he took that midah and he used it in the wrong way. Shaloi b'mkoymoi. And the psoilas, that negative yira, went to Esav, and the positive av of Avraham, and the positive yira of Yitzchak found themselves in Yaakov Avinu, Tiferet. Esav, if you want to understand possibly what it looked like, is as follows. Again, the midah of Yira is to say that I'm nothing. The midah of Yira is to say that everything's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch. The midah of Yira caused Esav to use that midah in the wrong oifen. Esav is contemplating learning a Masechta. He wants to finish a Masechta. And he says to himself, first of all, if I want to learn this Masechta, it's got to be perfect. As we said, the midah of Yitzchak was perfection. What not to do. So I can't learn it too fast, because that will be too fast. I can't learn it too slow, because that'll be too slow. I'm not sure how to learn it. So he never started learning the Masechta. He took the midah of Yira and he misused it. Another example. The midah of Yira says, who am I? I'm nothing. So Mamela, I'm going to learn a Masechta? I'm going to be able to finish a Masechta. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's Him. It's up to Him. If it's up to Him and it's not up to me, then I take everything very easy going about everything. Everything's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't make any difference. So if I miss Shacharis or I miss the Seder, it's Basher. Right? It's Basher. It's not, I'm very easy going. Ish Sodeh. Bottle. I don't have to do anything because I can't do anything because it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can be so easygoing that he's not going. He can be so easygoing that he's not moving. This is where Asa started. This was the misuse of this midah, which was a good midah, the essence. But he used it in the wrong place. Yaakov Avinu, again, had both the Ava and the Yira. We find that Yaakov in the next week's parasha goes to sleep in the Makom HaKadosh, and he wakes up and he says, how is it that I slept in such a place? We see again that with his desire and his tshuka and his Ava, he had the Yira. He had the Yira to preserve, to hold back when he was supposed to hold back. But Esav had that Yira took himself over. Instead of, the problem today, Rabbi Sai, is that Halavai, we should be holding in a Madrega where it's the Yira that's stopping us from steiging. But the MS is, I once heard, that when it says that the Chol Choismim, it says that Avram Avinu got a Haftacha that we're Choisim, right? Pashat Shana means Choisim, the Baruch of Magen Avram, we're Choisim with Avram. Even though we start the Baruch with Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, the Chol Choismim Avram. And the Svarim that say that B'chol Choismim means the Chasima of the Golos, the end of the Golos, we have to emphasize the Midah of Avram. True, we're B'nai Yaakov, we're B'nai Yisrael, we have the Midah, we have Tiferet, we have Torah, which is both the perfect Mizug of Avon Yira. But a person in this, the end of this Golos, a Bachar in Yeshiva, in this Tkufa, has to recognize that he can build the world, that he is great, as Avram recognized, that he can do and he can accomplish. And not to think, who am I? Not to be uncomfortable in the Beis Medrash doing what he can do, but rather to feel comfortable in the Beis Medrash, to recognize that this is my makim, this is where I belong, and this is where I can be me. I don't have to express the me outside the Beis Medrash. I can express the me, who I am, in the Beis Medrash. Because when a person is, the problem with giving up, giving things up, thinking that I'm not able to accomplish, that a person actually gives up altogether on himself. So Rishtaka should be zoiche to learn from the Ovis and understand the concept of using the Midah of Chesed of Avram properly with the balance of Yira that Yitzchak has given to us. And with that, Emirat Hashem, we'll take and end the Golis, the Meir of Yomei.